Beginning of the Masech the Shabbos Daf Kuf Chavav. Beginning of an Aleph. Beginning of Tosin Maschot. That begins with the Gemara being kosher, being she'ain a kosher, whether it's tied on, whether it's not tied on. Ruush Shemesukin as long as it was prepared. The Tosin explain that this preparedness is sufficient just with a thought process, and one doesn't even require an action. Which Tosin comes to explain this that we had Machlegis in the Mishnah, Belez and the Chacham regarding Pekak Chalein. The window shutter Belez requires needs to be tied on and to be suspended. Chacham say, benkach, benkach, which one opinion said, what does it mean, benkach, benkach? It means whether it's tied on or not, as long as it's prepared from before Shabbos, you could put it to close the window. And that says, Taisa Nidor Ben Tam, it seems to have been a Tam, the love betikin shal maisa. This that he's saying, Bhushim Mesukin, and the different maschal taste that be prepared, doesn't mean prepared with any type of an action. Elabim Machshav Bialma, just with the thought process, thinking about it, can the Muchali come on? As obvious in the Gemara later on, the Amma, the Gemara says that, oh, who does he hold like? Kirshim Lilis, really. The Amma that he says, Mesukin of Apishay and the Kosher, as long as it's prepared, even if it wasn't tied on. The Hainu b'machshava, which that's the machshava, that's what the Gemara was explaining, that the Chachom of Mishnah, the Gemshim and Lil, which Umashma, the Legamis really comes to say, it sounds like that in totality the Chachom hold like Gemshim and Lil, which means to say that, yeah, all you need is a machshava. And that's what it means. Whether it's tied on or not, as long as it's Masukah. As Tosfos proves, it's because the Gemara Rabbi Yechonon, Dafka Hudam B'Samach, it's only Rabbi Yechonon, the Gemara later on tells us that he's not totally Kibbushim Gamliel. Sablakav, I say, B'chada, Upalgala B'chada, he holds like him in one thing, but in some one thing he doesn't hold like him. But it sounds like, but the Chachmavar Mishnah, that they totally hold like his halacha, which again requires, which doesn't require any type of an action, it's just enough with a Machshava. Now then Tosfos continues to explain, Uparach, but then the Gemara asks on Rav Kahana, and saying that you tell them that Rabbanan hold that you don't need to do anything, no tying, no suspending. But then he says, but let the master say that no, when it says benkech benkech, it means ben tolu ben she'en tolu, whether it's suspended or not suspended, but v'hushu kasha, but it has to at least be tied on. What was that question? That meant to say that don't say the Gemshim Gamliel, say Kareb Yehuda, the bike sure that does require it to be tied on. And based on that interpretation, why is that? Why would it need to be tied on? The time mishum tiltal. So Taisa explains that's because of moving of mukta. The balei mishum binyan. It's not because of any element of the problem about building on Shabbos. That's not why you need to have it tied on because else like it be like building. It would be a problem of mukta as Taisa proves this. The mishum binyan. If the reason why and he's asking say like Rabbi Yehuda, why does Rabbi Yehuda require that it should be tied on? Is because of building. Then my raya minegar shetzarach kashir. Now, what would be the proof the Gemara brings from the comparative machlekes of the bolt that has to be tied on lipakak to the salach of our mishnah of the window shutter? How are you comparing the two? But lipakak lo shayach bebinyan, but by the shutter has nothing to do with building. El teisefes oil ares. Teis explains whatever building it has to do is not actual building of a structure. It's because of adding on to a temporary tent. But they said, "Oh, Irish are Rabbanan Blushim Kshira, and the Rabbanan they permit putting up a temporary tent without any tying on if from before Shabbos." Can the Mishnah Mishnah too? Like it's obvious in the Gemara and in Perek Mishnah Tzu and the Mendam and Aleph, where the Gemara brings the Machlekes to between Brises. If you're allowed to make from people and animals walls for a Sukkah on Shabbos and Yom Tov, or would that be a problem? But Tosefos Ol Arai. Which the Gemara there says that's dependent on the Machlekes Rabban Rabbi Eliezer regarding the window shutter. Now it's obvious that Rabbanan, who we're discussing over here in this thesis, that they permit the window shutter on Shabbos is permitted even without it being tied on, because regarding a person and the animal for to be the wool of the sukkah is also told about whether they weren't tied from before Shabbos. So obviously says Tosfos that the problem over here would be not as binyan, but rather would be because of tilta muktzah. And that's what he's saying. Don't say in the Chachamim that it's even if you didn't tie it on, like Rabbi Shmuel, rather say like Rabbi Yehuda, that yeah, it doesn't have to be suspended, but it has to at least be tied on. So this explained that the Rabbanan, according to Rav Kahana, they hold that's enough with just a machshava that it should be the window shutter. And that Rabbi Yehuda asked, he says, no, maybe the Rabbanan do require it to be tied on. That's not enough for a machshava. But still, both according to these two interpretations, this that you have to go ahead and have whatever you're doing to prepare the shutter. Taisus explained it's only because of muksa and not because of binyan, as the comparison is from that of the negar hanigger of the bolt that's being dragged on the floor. Tinek says the master begins with the gemara b'hamunach, and if it's on the floor, kamakan aser. In both situations, that would be forbidden. Physically explain what's the isser of this bolt that's being dragged, which Again, we're discussing over here in our sugya the machlekes in our mishnah regarding the pekak hachalayim. So on that, the Gemara wanted to say one interpretation says, "Oh, this is just like the machlekes, like Rabbi Yochanan says, by nega hanigra." The Rabbanan hold that when it's tied, but it's not suspended, meaning it's touching the, it's being dragged on the ground. So then you could close such a bolt in the Beis HaMikdash, but not out of the Beis HaMikdash. Now, if it's not tied at all, then you can't close it even in the Beis HaMikdash, which obviously these Rabbana, like Rabbi Eliezer, they require by the window shutter that it should be tied on and be suspended. Yehuda, on the other hand, he was Malin, he says that no, that you're allowed to close it even if it's dragging it out of the Beis HaMikdash. Only if it wasn't tied on at all, then you can't use it to close it out of the Beis HaMikdash, but in the Beis HaMikdash, one is permitted to be doing that. Now, Perash Rashi explains the reason why it's forbidden to close with this bolt that's not tied on, even the Beis HaMikdash, is because since it's not tied onto the doors, it's not part of the structure, and therefore, if you're sticking in that bolt on Shabbos, so that's building, you're adding on to the structure, be sure there is second, therefore it's going to be a biblical violation, therefore it's going to be forbidden even the Beis HaMikdash. However, it actually doesn't sound like that by putting in the bolt into the ground, there's going to be an issur d'oraisa, since you're not nullifying it over there to be there for forever. And therefore, since it's not a permanent structure, it would not be a biblical prohibition. Rather, as it says, it seems according to Rabbeinu Tam, the kula milsa, benega hanigur, this whole discussion regarding the dragging bolt, like isura el mishim tiltal, the whole prohibition has nothing to do with baina. It rather it's because of moving a muksa item, because it doesn't have a status of a vessel in this nega nigger. Just like the Gemara brings this regarding the pole, the rod that the homeowner had prepared to use to open and close, the Mayim Mishum Tiltal, there the discussion is regarding moving it because of Mukta, not because of building. The Falahi, and even so, even though the whole discussion is only regarding Mukta and not regarding Baina, but Rabbi Eliezer still requires it to be tied on and to be suspended. More than all other utensils, which don't have to be tied on and hanging, is just enough to prepare it for this utility. Why? Why is it more stringent over here? So it's because since these are our utilities functions for the house, then you have to do more of a tikkun to make it into a kli, because a house is not a kli. It's just like the Gemara brings also regarding the covers for, let's say, pits in the ground, we were more stringent in the halacha, that requires a handle, which generally you don't need to have a handle. The reason is because that's by kli, but something of the bias, that's something that requires more of a tikkun. Now, as Tais explains, he says, now, avagav tahani mishum shavuos, although all these halachas are only, like we're saying, because of moving muksa, which are only rabbinic prohibitions, still nesser to tulon b'mikdash, still it's forbidden to move it in the Beis HaMikdash, even though generally we don't say Isser Shavuos in the Beis HaMikdash. Kakan, Mekamakla, still at Lel, like we had previously in the Sugya, that we had in the earlier Sugya regarding moving, but in the previous part regarding moving the poles, the rods of the Shulchan and the sticks in the Azara, which although they're rabbinic, that they made it forbidden. And so too over here, that since this is something that would remain there, So therefore we went and made the same Isser as that. Now, so he says, but Avul Mishum Binyan, but says Taisus for building like Isser Klav and Rabbana. Yeah, that's not going to be problematic even rabbinically, because it's not meant to be there, rather to be taken at a later point in time. Taisus is not Baina, not like Rashi that says Baina. No, the problem is of Tiltal Mukta, and still, yes, we were more stringent, we still require Kosher Betale, like Kosher Beliezer, and also it could even be Usser in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, because Rabbeinu Tam finds difficult that this that was saying that the machlekes of the Tanoim by the dragging bolt is the same machlekes in our Mishnah of Elazar and Rabbanan by the window shutter, which, yeah, by when we're rectifying it, tying it on, whatever, it's to remove it from the status of Muktzo. So says Rabbeinu Tam, Menolan de Fligir of Elazar Rabbanan B'Teisar B'Sar Olari. So where does the Gemara get this idea that their dispute relates to adding on to a temporary structure, which that was the Gemara explained, that's the machlekes. But Kibin Defligi B'Tiltal, since we explained that their dispute relates to moving a mukta item, Dilma B'Chadu Defligi, maybe only that one area they disagree, only regarding mukta, now they do a Tezav as Olar. So that's the Tezav, a Tezav, Ben Tam, a Seva Yasha, Ben Tam answers in the Seva Yasha, the Imkain, if that would be the case, that the only disagreement regarding Tiltal of mukta, Havalele Minka Pluk Tayu, they should have said their machlekes in the situation, in the case that had nothing to do with adding on to oil. Kahid nega nigger, like the case of the dragon bolt. You could have said such a case. And that would have been only related to muktzah. As Tais explained, there's no bain over there. But from the fact that in our Mishnah they disagree regarding the case of a window shutter, the shayach b'tais avos oil, which that is on adding on to a structure, shmamana the plague of oil, obviously the machlekes is regarding that element of oil. But says Tais, but b'lekel meimah, now you can't say the other way around. The davka b'oil plague b'leib tiltel. Oh, maybe they only disagree regarding tais avos oil and not regarding moving a muktzah item. Says Tais, no, because the bahi the neger leishayach leisit tiltel, like we explained before. This of the bolt doesn't apply to anything of bain. It only applies to moving a muktzah item. Filach, if like by Rebbe Lez Rabbanu, we find that there is such a dispute, Rebbe Lez and Rabbanu. Because Dakochi Boil on the main, we have to say the Tanakama the Neger, who's the Tanakama of that Mishnah Mesechus Erevin of the bolt? Hein Rebbe Lezer, as the Gemara is presuming. Rabbanu Sharfil with Pekaka Chalayim, because Rabbanu they permit to move even by a window shutter, which that has at least somewhat of element of also bain of oil, and they let you move it, kol shekein b'neger, for sure, by a bolt, the loy shayach hazal, which doesn't even have the application of the prohibition of oil, it lists the tilt, the only problem about muktzah. And so therefore, obviously we see that they disagree, and that time comes Rebbe Eliezer, and they disagree over there in the Mishnah Erevin too. Levad, it's obvious from the two cases, that betarati pligi, that they're disagreeing about on two different ideas. Rebbe Eliezer also, says, forbidden to move the window shutter, umishum tiltel, and it's because of moving a muktzah item, which is that's b'she'in teres kli gomala when it does not have a status of a vessel on it. And then additionally, v'afili yeshalav teres kli gomala, even if it does have its status of a vessel on it, how so? Let's say it has a handle. So then but then it would still be forbidden to put into the window for a different reason. Forget about mukta, because of adding on to a temporary structure, keeping the batle b'pekak, since you're going to nullify it over there by the window and you're going to keep it over there. Rabban and Dushara, Phila ain't a love teres kli, the Rabban who let you move the window shutter even when it does not have a status of a vessel, I mean it does not have a handle, the less lahu loy mishum tilt of lemishum oil, where they're not concerned this as a problem about moving a mukta, and they also don't consider it as a problem about adding on to an oil. So Tais explained, according to Rashi, the dragging bolt has an issue that rests because of bain. Tais disagree, and they hold that no, by the bolt, there's only a problem about mukta and not because of bain, because you're not mabatl in the karka. And still we find Rebbe Lezer and Rabban are disagreeing not just regarding mukta, although we're comparing it to that case of Neger Nigger, but also regarding Tais HaBasal Arai, from the fact that they say the Machlekes regarding a case of a window shutter, which has another element besides Muktzah, also that of Baina, on contrast to Neger, which only has an element of Muktzah itself. The next says the Master begins words of the Gemara, B'Yudah Aymer B'Chulu, he says, etc. Shai's going to explain that do you have in the cases of the rod and of the bolt an Isser of Baina, or is it only a problem about moving Muktzah itself? Which the Gemara had brought this Machlekes Tanoim in Sechtes Eivrin regarding the bolt. Rabban hold that if it's dragging, which that's not going to be able to be used out of the Beis HaMikdash, and if it's not even tied on, it's forbidden even in the Beis HaMikdash. Yehuda held that if it's dragging, it's permitted out of the Beis HaMikdash, and if it's not even tied on, it would be, that's when it's forbidden out of the Beis HaMikdash, would be permitted in the Beis HaMikdash. Tesis says about Eivin Maskin, and the Gemara in Eivin, the Gemara concluded with it regarding this machlok is that Amar Behuda Meshmul says Allah ke Behuda, Allah ke Behuda that Yelada go ahead and use the bolt in the base of Mikdash, even if that bolt is not connected, it's not even tied on at all, it's just laying down the floor, and out of the base of Mikdash, you permit it even if it's dragging. That Tesis is bothered because the refunds is difficult because that was said in the name of Shmuel. Problem is that Shmuel Gufe Sabal El Beperg Bemetam. Shmuel Mesab is quoted earlier in this Masech Lav Nunim and Alf. If there's hard branches of a palm tree which were harvested to be used as firewood, that's muktzah Shabbos. But if you just think about it before Shabbos that you want to sit in it, that's sufficient. Because they're like the Gemara brings it, but the Rabbi Mekoshe says you have to tie it. Shmuel Mekoshe says you can just think about it. Now, Vakama Hasim and the Gemara says over there, the Shmuel says really like Rishim Gleil. Where is he coming from, Shmuel? Because look at Shem Gleil. Dama that it says Chareishal Dekach, you're going to that if you have these hard branches of a palm tree that you harvested for firewood, but Nimchalein Yeshiva, and you change your mind that you want to sit in it in the Tzach Lekash, you don't have to bind it, you don't have to tie it. So the question says, Vim Kain, if that's the case, Hechakam Halach Rabbi Yehuda, how could he say over there in Erevin the Lachz, like Rabbi Yehuda, the Bei Kishir Mishem, it's a tiltal that you have to tie it together because the problem about moving a muktzah, but he himself holds by the branches. That's enough just to think about it. Now, Tais continues, says, and you can't say that this that Shmuel was more stringent by the bolt, that, yeah, there you do have to be masakim with type of an action, because there's an added element of baina, and that says Tais says, no, the holy shaykh is a binyan by hidden nega nigger. There's no element about building, like in the bolt that's being dragged. Elias a tiltal. There's only a problem about moving of mukta. Umishum is a tiltal by Rabbi Yehuda Kshin. Because of the problem about mukta, that Rabbi Yehuda requires it to be tied to the Berashi, like I said previously explained in the previous thesis. In other words, so there's no proof from this that Rabbi Yehuda requires the bolt to be tied, that, oh, because we're also a problem about baina, because no, it's even because of just removing of mukta that it requires it to be bound. So we have this difficulty. Additionally, Tezik Katin says, "Balek lefrushi cannot explain. Oh, the benegra hanigru dahacha. Here we're talking about the dragging bolt. Is lafuki meisa binyan hudabay kisher? That yeah, it's to be to, that it shouldn't have the problem about baina that it has to be tied together. Amishum meisa tiltum, but because of the problem about just moving mukta loyabay kisher would not have required it to be tied. Elbakshuv ba'amukr abishim lo. Yes, it would be sufficient, but just think about it, abishim liel, and therefore that would resolve the contradictory rulings of Shmuel." So it says you can't say that, because I'm kidding. If that would be the case, that the just because of the isra of mukta, that's we're saying it's sufficient in machshava. So Michael Mahatli Rabbi Abba Bar Kahn Rabbi Yirmiyah. What is the answer back to him when he was telling him? Oh, so wait a second. Maybe say this is the same machlekes we have in Erevin. He says no. I know the army. I'm going to say who's the chama of a mission. It's Kiaitana Bechulu, which he explains the machlekes Rabbi Elazar Banan regarding the window shutters. The machlekes Rabbi Shimon Leland Rabbanan regarding the rod that was used to open and close. Where according to Rabbanan, the of our Mishnah, that's like Rabbi Shimon Leil, who says that you don't have to tie it and be suspended. It's not what you're thinking about it. But how are you comparing it? Maybe over there, Rabbi Shimon Leil does not require Masukan, that you just to think about it. Even though it's not tied. Like Elisa Tilta, like you're saying, maybe because over there it only has a problem about moving a mukta. There it's most definitely not talking about anything regarding to building. As we said, it's only regarding that of mukta. How do we know? It's because the kama. Because that's what he says, that Kanish is kina balabais lis perseich benoil. How do we know over there it's only regarding mukta, not regarding bainam? Because read the words. It says that if there's a rod that the homeowner prepared to use to open and close, it says taste the following deed. From the fact that it says to open and close, the actual locking is not with that reed itself, like a bolt which where you stick into the ground to close the door. Because if that would be the case, Abba Lemis, they should have said just skin your little boy that was prepared to close with it. It doesn't say to close with it. It says, Liyas Perseir Menoil. Alamashma, rather, it sounds like Shuke'in Mavtecha Shalonis. It sounds like it's like the keys in our times. Shesh Mehem, that there are those, Shemoishchen Hamanul, Shabedel Zakan Lakan. The key pulls the door, the lock, in the door to either side, to open and to close. But it's not the actual lock itself. Kachakon, Hamoishchen Hamanul, so too, this rod was used to pull the lock. But the rod itself is not the lock. If that's the case, obviously there's no building going on with that reed because that's not stuck into the ground. That's just turning the lock. Rather, the only problem is because of moving a mukta. Now, if you say that regarding the window shutter and regarding the bolt, that's a problem of baina, so how could your Baba compare this of the window shutter to the rod? But what do you mean? The window shutter and the bolt are more severe, where there's an element of Babayin over there. For the fact that Rabbi is comparing the window shutter to the rod, at which we're saying the rod only has idea of mukta, obviously, that he holds that also by the window shutter and the bolt are not because of Babayin, and there's only about problem about mukta. Now, however, Tesis rejects what they proved, that by the rod there's no problem about Babayin, because Tesis and Miu in Rahim said, there's actually no proof from this, that the Baha'i Kana, that this rod, which is like some type of a key, that Maiwi, that's what Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon are talking about, because Barisha, like we said, make 20% enough, and the fact that it says that he opens and closes, not that it's closed with it, because says Tesis is not a proof to Al-Kai Gavna Ketan B'Tesefta, because we actually find similar wording in the Tesefta that talks about Chavili Eitzim, bundles of wood, Besuka Shal Koitzim, and bundles of thorns, Sha'ason Delis Lapirza B'Lachatzah, that you make it into a door for a breach or for a courtyard. So it says the Hoya Kishur is with Luyas, if it was tied on and hanging, place them in the element, so you could open and close with them. If not, then you can't open and close with them. Now, says Taisim, the fact that it says it would be the same wording of place them in the island, even though it's not like a key, rather it's actually being used to close the door, obviously then that when it's saying in this Brisa, in our Gemara, of the Rajshu Paisech Benoil, also could mean that it's the actual bolt itself, and it would have an application of Baina. But Miu Aymeri, but still the Ri says, even if we explain that this case of the rod, which is prepared to open and close with, that the Shaykh of Abinyan, that yes, it would have an application about building, and it would be like the lock itself. And therefore, he's explaining that the Rabban of Amishnah of the window shutter holding Mishim Leil. The Amar that he says the Chiyav Masukah Navafish and the Kasher that if it's prepared even though it's not tied on nothing there it's a binyan. Yeah, that would remove it from a problem. But building, in other words, just with Machshav itself, it would make it not Baina. And if so, you could say this anyway. The window shutter that it would remove it from the problem. But Baina says to Loi Haba Asi Shab, it still wouldn't work out well. Because when they come out, with some of them, the Gemara shortly tells regarding Rabbi Yechanan that he rules by the rod of Shem Leil, which it's enough just to think about it. You don't need an action. The Gemara asks him to be Yechanan and says, wait a second. He himself says to be able to move the covers of vessels, you have to be able to have that has a handle to be have a shame of a kli. Sounds like that just thinking about something is not enough. It has to actually be a kli. And then the Gemara says, oh, but maybe you're going to see here also right by the rod. It's the Ikatar's clearly, and that it does have a status of a vessel on it there, but it's enough just to think about it. I have a time to learn the Bryce, and it says Charesh, Dakabuchulu, regarding the hard branches of a palm tree, where you change your mind, you wanted to sit in the Rishon Leil, says you don't have to tie it. Some near the Gemara proved that you see a crunch from Leil. It's enough just to think about it. It does not have to have a status of a vessel. On this test, it's difficult. How can you prove from the hard branch of a palm tree? The Hadam and Mesuk and the Dis that Rishon Leil says that it's considered prepared of Bishin Akasha, even though it's not tied. Haina Beloy Torah's Kli. Oh, you see, he holds that team where it doesn't have a status of a vessel. Elabel Makshav of Alma is just enough, just with just thought itself. What do you mean? Dilma Be'isa Tiltu Delay Matzah Bishin Gulu Makshav. Yeah, maybe regarding the Isra of Mukta, that's where he doesn't require anything more than a thought. Abel Be'isa Binyan. But by a problem about building, like by the rod, which we're saying is Baina, because you're making it into a lock. Have a bayishesiknu v'yichenu. Maybe he would require that you should prepare it and it should be fixed. V'yastu b'maisa sheitreis kli lab. That should be some type of an action that should have a status of a vessel on it. From the fact of being a proof from the hard branches of the palm tree to the rod, it sounds like that even by the rod, there's only a problem about issa mukta and not regarding that of bayna. So the balkinyer l'reed. Rather, it seems to read like this: the balchi pligi rebaba barkan v'biyichenon that they rule like the rabbanon regarding the window shutters, and like Rishon Leil of the rod, that it's enough just to think about it. Rav Yehuda, the Ervin, Rav Yehuda, on the other hand, an Ervin of Kavbezim and Alf, that he rules, as we start off with saying, is the halacha like Rav Yehuda, that you now let him move the bolt that's not tied on and suspended, where the Inu, the Rabab of Arkan, Rav Yechon, the Svilu, they hold, the Negger, Le Sheikh, Le Setiltel. They hold that by the Negger, by the bolt, there's nothing more than this of Muktzah. Whereas Ve'yu, but Rabbi Yehuda in Erevin's Philly, he holds the Shaykh Binyan B'negra Negra. You do have a problem about building by the dragging bolt. Allahachi by Kishur. And that's where Rabbi Yehuda requires it to be tied on. Lafukam is the Binyan to preclude us from the problem about building. But there's no problem about building. And it's only a problem about Mukta. Yeah, Rabbi Yehuda would agree that it's enough, which is Makshab, and you would not have tied on. So it's Tayyis of Ahashta, now that Rabbi and Yechon and Narasugya that disagree in Rabbi Yehuda, Asi Shemait Nashab, and now the Sugya makes sense. To lay my midi be Isabin, like we said, all along, that there's no application about building at all. Leiba hu de neger, not by the case of the bolt. Leiba de kona, not by that of the rod. Vahashtanami, ahi de kona. And now also, like we're saying, the halacha of the rod, you could say is only a problem, but mishum tiltil about moving that of muktzah, but has nothing to do with bainah. So, Tayyis asked the question, how could Shmuel rule like Rabbi Yehuda that holds that the bolt needs to be tied on, and at the same time, like Rabbi Leil that holds nafshas in a machshava? So that Tayyis answer that Shmuel holds that by the bolt, there is an application about Baina. So therefore, it has to be tied on. And by the branches, where there's only problem about Mukta, that's where enough for the Makshava. But Rav Kahan and Rav Yechon, they hold that no, both of them are applications of Mukta, and not for that of Baina. The next says the Master that begins with the Gemara, Shakasha Betaloi, Beresh Megillah Arts, where it's tied on, it's suspended, and the head, the bottom, is touching the ground. Which I just want to explain that you're allowed to tie, you're allowed to close the bolt that's tied on, even if actually the two ends are touching the ground. That is because we brought this machlekes from the Mishnah in Ervin regarding the Negra HaNigra, where the Rabban hold that if it's dragging, you could use it in the Beis HaMikdash, not in the Medina. And if it's placed down, you can't even use it in the Beis HaMikdash. Yehuda held that the Negra HaNigra is permitted to close it even the Medina. And if it's on the floor, then it's also Medina, but it's going to be permitted in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, the Braisa qualified this Mishnah, which is what Tosfos Demasa is quoting from, and said, what's the case of Negeh HaNigger that you can use in the Beis HaMikdash, not in the Medina, according to Rabbanan? It's tied on, it's suspended, but the Reisha is Magila Arts. So Tosfos explains, Pirish, what does that mean to say? Reisha Ha'el Yoin Tolu, meaning, on the one hand, we're calling it suspended, because one end of it is suspended. But the Reisha attacked Magila Arts, but the other, the bottom half, is touching the ground. The Bishul Gezel, like Rashi explains, so therefore it has the kosher part, but it doesn't have the toli part. It is suspended on the ground. So therefore it's also be Medina, but it's permitted in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, but says Taisa Benil Rashba, but it seems to the Rashba, no, that actually the Afilu Shnei HaRoshim Menachem La'aretz, that even if the two heads are actually touching the ground, that's Elish HaKasha, as long as it's tied out, the Shor B'Mikdash, it would be permitted in the Beis HaMikdash. So wait a second, I did not get Kagavna, so why is it picked the way of only one end touching the ground? That's Lash Minna, it's coming to tell the Chiddush the other way. That's Afilu HaHachi, Asur B'Medina, that even in such a case would be Asur out of the Beis HaMikdash. But regarding the Mutra of the Beis HaMikdash, is permitted as long as it's tied on, even if both ends are on the ground. Says Taisa, now based on what the Rashi was saying, now makes sense what we learned in the Mishnah. That said, Vamunach Kamakan also, that it said, but if it's on the ground, both in the Beis HaMikdash and out of the Beis HaMikdash, it can be forbidden. Haina, what does that mean to say? Shein Kashav Le'Tolu Klal, where it's not tied on, it's not hanging at all. Because we're saying that, but generally in the Beis HaMikdash, would be permitted as long as it's tied on, even if both ends are touching. Because as Taisa says, the Amr, because if you're going to say, Davka Nakad Rashi Megillah Aretz, that no, specifically, when are we saying it's going to be permitted in the Beis HaMikdash? It's only when one end is touching the ground, Avashnei HaRoshim, but the way it sounds like from Rashi, if both ends were Menachem Aretz touching the ground, Asim HaMikdash Av Pishar Kasher would be forbidding Beis HaMikdash, even though it's tied on. Simkin, if that's the case, Hashalab HaMunach Rabbi Yehuda Kamunach Tanakama, then when it says the case of being placed on the ground in the statement of Rabbi Yehuda and it's written in Tanakama, doesn't mean the same thing. Because the Munach Rabbi Yehuda, when we're saying it's placed on the floor, where it's not tied on, it's not hanging, and you went and you put it there, it's just laying there in the corner. Because whereas the Negra HaMunach, according to Tanakama, is tied on, it's just that both ends are touching the ground. Because as Taisa explains, the Yamid Kamei Munach, the Tanakama, because if you would say Rabbi Yehuda's Munach being placed on the ground is the same thing as the Tanakama's, meaning Shishnei Rosh Menachem Aretz, that both ends are touching the ground, they're just tied on. Then how can you say that if it's placed on the ground it's going to be permitted to close in the Beis HaMikdash and not out of the Beis HaMikdash? But hahu, that type of a case where it's tied on, it's just both ends are touching the ground, Afilu B'Medina Shari. And Rabbi Yehuda would hold even out of the Beis HaMikdash would be permitted to close in it. Because the last Rabbi Yehuda Afilu B'Medina, when did Rabbi Yehuda say it's forbidden out of the Beis HaMikdash, El Dav K'shen HaKasha Klal, don't even not tied on at all. Therefore, obviously, you have to say, like the Rashba, that actually this, that it's going to be permitted in the Beis HaMikdash, is even if both ends are touching the ground. It's only be forbidden if it's totally Munach Ba'aretz, that's going to be exactly the way the Munach of the Tanakama means. It's going to then be synchronous with the definition of what the case of Munach are.